This is Kyla Alvey here recording or interviewing
Delaney McDonald
about some of the issues that we have been seeing in our community regarding book bans. So do you know a lot about that within our personal community? Have you seen it on like at a national level about people who have come in and wanted books out of, you know, libraries or off the shelves at, you know, schools?
So I am not too well knowledge in the subject of banned books for the sole purpose of I just don't really pay that much attention. I do know that there's several books that are being banned that maybe probably should not be, but they are being banned. I'm not really knowledge on the subject, we'll just put it that way.
That's okay. Do you, like you said, you understand, you know, people protecting their children or wanting to make sure that there's adequate information that they have access to. So do you have a feeling as to there are specific books that do and do not belong in specific libraries?
I do believe that certain books belong in certain libraries and stuff like that. I think religion is probably one of the most up there topics, because the school and religion should be separated. So that's one of the things that I know should probably not be in at least a public library. I mean, I get a private library, but like a public one, maybe not. Especially in schools, religion probably shouldn't mesh too well, because then people get different ideologies and then it goes down a whole rabbit hole, and we've already seen that happen. Don't want to see it happen again. And it's mostly, I don't really know that many books that have been banned in public libraries and public schools that I saw deemed unfit. But, I mean, I also don't have a complete list of all of them, so I'm not sure what has been banned, and I don't even know if I've read any of them.
Right. Okay, well, hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.